Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the midweek service flyer is not on your status, put it so that other people that are carried away online will see it. Then across our pages, those of us who are online listening, ensure you're connected, you're glued to your phone and not distracted by other things. And if possible, those of us that are connected with our television sets at home, just sit there and enjoy. The word of God is going to come to you strong today in the name of Jesus. So I'll pick up from here where I stopped last week, and I'll build to then, hopefully, having gone through these 4 weeks, we'll be able to see if we'll be able to take questions. So if you have questions, just note them, maybe from the previous teachings or this particular last week and this one. Just note them. Who can remember clearly where we stopped last week? Exploits of God's word. Very good. And how many of them have I shared? Just one? Wow. And that's the first one. I said, what about that? The word of God created everything we see. The word created everything that we see. Now, I started by laying the foundation last week when I talked about the inerrancy of the word of God. I talked about the infallibility of the word of God. And I talked about what else? Inspiration of the word of God. Are we here together? Why I went that route, instead of just teaching directly, I decided to go that route. And the reason I went that route is because I wanted to lay a foundation. I wanted to lay a foundation so that you would understand how that the word of God is an inspired source. Now, when we say the word of God is an inspired source, we are not saying that God took over the writers so that they were writing like robots, like AI machines. No. They are humanity, and everything, notwithstanding, God was still able to communicate his mind. Are we here together? So these are human beings with their own human, you know, grammatical errors, as it were, and everything. But God communicated through them, and it is an inspired source because it was done by the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says all scriptures are inspired by God, that they are profitable for doctrine. We believe that all scripture is inspired by God, even though not everything that was said in the Bible was directly the word of God said. Are we here together? Yes. It could be a reported speech, it could be something else and all that. But we understand that all scripture is inspired by God. I went ahead and I laid a foundation and I talked about the inerrancy of the word of God and infallibility. Can somebody explain the two concepts, separate concepts? I want to see if we have people who are following. I don't just want to preach. I intended to, my intention was to teach when I started last week. So I want to see if anybody has it here. When I say that the word of God is infallible, what does it mean? Is there a microphone somewhere? Yes. That is infallible or inherent. Inerrant, rather.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you mentioned that the word of God is inherent, it means it doesn't contain errors. When you talk about infallibility, it's incapable of failing in itself.
Perfect. Perfect. That's exactly what I said. Glory to God. Yes. I want it to stick. I want it to stay with you. One of the things I tried to do in the November, what month is this? October-November devotional is to build on that aspect of biblical doctrine. So I did a little bit around that subject there. Look out for it. October, November. When you say the word of God is infallible, something cannot fail. If it is, and I showed you, it says, so shall my word be that has gone out of my mouth. If it has gone out, it will come. It says, as the rain comes down. Are we here together? Let's go to the book of Isaiah where we have that. Isaiah 55 verse 11. I don't want to be in a hurry. I want to make sure that you get it right. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Everybody, can we read it in concert? One, two, go. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Go ahead, please. Verse 12. Go to verse 10. Okay, yes, this is. One to go now, let's do this. So shall my word be. Do you understand the flow now? As the rain will come, and when the rain comes, it has a purpose. It has something to achieve. And what is the purpose? It will water the earth and ensure that it buds. It will yield. That's how my word is. When it goes forth, it has a purpose. And the purpose of my word is so that it will yield in your life. It cannot fail in its purpose. So the word of God is, you know, infallible. It can't fail. Then number two, we said that the word of God is inerrant. That means there is no error. Somebody will say, oh, pastor, what are you trying to say? I read the other translation. It said 12 baskets. Another one said 7 baskets. Another one said blah, blah, blah. What we're saying is that scientifically, there could be errors in numbering and all that. But the question is, certain events that happen, there is no error to saying that that event did not happen. Are we here together now? That everything in the Bible that the Bible says happened at one time or the other did happen. The way the story was told could be different. For instance, if three people stand in front of an accident scene, maybe a motor accident or something, the person at the other side has a view and is supposed to report. Two of them are reporters. Do you think that both of them will report exactly the same thing? Are you getting what I'm saying now? They will not report. They are reporting the same incident. Both of them will agree that this particular thing happened. But both of them most likely will not report exactly the same thing. Why? This one might have started his reporting and 5 minutes after he has left, then something else happens. The second reporter will pick up that. So what we do is that we don't use scripture. We use scripture to compare scripture. We use scripture to interpret scripture. So if I pick from here and I pick from here, I merge. I don't pick from here and here to fight each other. I pick from both sides to merge the story so that I can get a holistic picture. Are we getting what I'm trying to say now? Because it is the same word of God. So when you want to interpret scripture, you use scripture to interpret scripture. Not your personal revelation, not what you think. Not your personal ideology. Are we here together? So that in a period of 1,400 years, 40 different people were writing. And they wrote exactly the same things. When Isaiah prophesied about the birth of Jesus, it was about 400 and something years before that time. Just think of it. 400 and something years. He didn't say someone will have a child, a lady. He said the Lord himself will give you a sign. Which sign? He said a virgin will be with a child. No missing words. Why is it that we're going back to these things? We want you to understand the authority of the word of God. so that you can believe the word of God more than ever before. Because we live in a dispensation where people are beginning to argue so many things about the word of God. So it is even difficult for some people to hold on strong. But as believers, we must know what we have believed. Are we here together? Yes. Paul said, we have not come to you with cunningly devised fables. When we told you about the resurrection of Jesus, these things were true. We were eyewitnesses. So when they gave their reports and gave everything, they gave us things that we can hold on to as real, as infallible, as inerrant, no error. When Daniel was prophesying, Daniel was in the dispensation far, 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 far. And I told you that some of the things happening today, they are part of the prophecy of Daniel, even before the New Testament. The end time events, Daniel prophesied about the Babylonian Empire. How many of us know about that? The Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and all of them that will come. Till where we are now, Daniel already saw it years before. And we are living in prophecy. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? We are living where? In prophecy. In the last days, he said, perilous times shall come. All those things that you see there, are they not happening today? Ooh. It shows you the power of the word of God. So I went on to build. Then I started talking about the exploits of the word of God. And I laid a foundation. I said that, number one, the word of God, the word created everything that we see. The word created everything that we see. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. The Bible says in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Then in Genesis it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Are we here together? The earth was without form and void, and darkness is upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God hovered around the face of the deep. And God said, the word of God, light be. He said there was what? Light. Then if you read down, you start seeing, God said, God said, God said, God said. He separated the firmament from the firmament. He did not use a tractor. He did not work with a caterpillar. He did not need any special machine. No, the word of God did everything that we see. The Bible says when God was done creating the heaven and earth, he said he saw it and he said it was what? Good. So if the whole world was framed by the word of God, and human beings were created by the word of God, that means if there's anything wrong in the life of a man, the word of God can create it. The word of God can make it happen. Are we here together? The word of God can re-engineer situations. Are we here together? Only speak the word and my servant will be healed. And Jesus spoke and the servant was healed. Words. So you need to trust the word of God. Believe the word of God. Hold on to the word of God because it has the ability to deliver. So much so that the Bible says that God has exalted his word more than his name. Because even the name is a word. Do you understand that? He has exalted his word more than what? His name. He has exalted his word. So the word of God is God's creative force. The word of God is God's creative instrument. So if you want to create your future, what are you supposed to use? The word of God. He said the word is near you, even in your mouth. The word of faith which we do what? We speak. The word of faith which we speak. Glory to God. Number two, the word heals and delivers. Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their what? Destruction. So to deliver them from their destruction, he sends his what? His word. Look at it there, very strong. Put it. Psalm 107, please. 107 verse 20. 107 verse 20, please. He sent his word and his word healed them and delivers them from all their destruction. Let me show you. Look at the Bible. Let's also see Psalm 103 verse 3 to 4. It says, who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? How will he do it? He sent forth his word, his word. And that's why you see in the pages of scriptures, when anybody's going to be healed, Jesus will speak the word. The servant said, only speak the word. Kai. He said, you don't need to come under my roof. That was what the man said to Jesus. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. I'm not worthy. You can't come under my roof. Don't worry yourself. Only do what? Speak the word. And my servant will be what? Healed. We need to believe the word of God. One of the things the devil tries to fight is fight the word of God as a seed in your heart. I don't know if I shared it last week. I told us about, you know, the parable of the sower. He went to sow a seed. And when he threw the seed on the floor, the Bible says some of them fell on the rocky ground. Is that not? The other ones fell on the what? Roots, by the roadside. Then he gave us examples and explained everything. And he said these ones, they are the ones that when the devil saw that the person received the word and they rejoiced for a season, but it was not rooted, the enemy came and stole the word. What the devil wants to do is to steal the word of God from you. When he steals the word of God from you, he knows that he has stolen everything. If God gives you a word, you need to hold on to the word of God with all your life. Because the seed of the word is what will guarantee the harvest of your life. Am I communicating? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? The seed of the word of God. So you come for a service like this, and the word of God is taught, and you receive it. Then all of a sudden, you receive a healing, or you receive a breakthrough, or you receive a word about your health, or you receive, you know, something you have received, and you're excited in the church. Then you walk out of the doors of the church, then you got back home, and somebody in the house got you offended, or you got an email that seemed to contradict exactly what we have just said in the church, or a situation will just arise, and it looks like it's exactly saying opposite of what you heard in the church. Then the devil goes ahead to say, you did not receive anything. What are you supposed to do? Hold on to the word of God. Don't forget, heaven and earth will pass away. That's your situation will pass away. That noise will pass away. That email will pass away. That symptom will pass away. That fear will pass away. He said, but my word will not pass away. So when you're going to hold on to anything, don't hold on to the symptoms. Don't hold on to the negative emails. Don't hold on to the negative report of the doctors. Don't hold on to negative things. You're supposed to hold on to what? The word of God. Hold on to the word of God. And tell the devil, I know you are just playing around. Everything is working together for my good. Things are turning around in my space. Things are turning around right in my space. Everything is working together. The situation looks like it is so but you're saying, no. For we look not at the things which are seen, but the things that are not seen. But the things that are seen, they are what? Temporal. But the things that cannot be seen, they are what? Eternal. And the word of God is eternal. Are we here together? Am I communicating, church? So you need to understand it. You need to hold on to it. You need to believe it. You need to stand your ground. Many people receive the word of God like the parable of the sower. The Bible says that when the challenges of this world came, the cares of this world, I thought you would have gotten me the parable of the sower. The deceitfulness of riches. The deceitful, look at how he puts it. The cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches. Go on to verse. Move to verse 20. Let's see. Verse 20. Here's the parable of the sower. But he who received the seed on stony place, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with what? Joy. You come to church and you receive the word with joy. There's a prophetic word. Under the unction, there's an anointing moving and you receive the word of God. Yet he has no root in himself. So the problem is that in himself he has no root, but he received it with joy. But endured only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises, so you get back home and they say, this church thing, please stop that rubbish. Are you two? You are going to church. What kind of rubbish is that? You can't see what the Buddha have done Christianity. He didn't work for them. Persecution arises because of the word. The same word, because of that word you receive, persecution. He said immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorn is the one who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, that is the pursuit of money, the pursuit of the things of this world, the pursuit of I will make it, I will do that, has caused many people to lose the word of God. He says the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it became what? It becomes unfruitful. But he who received the seed on a good ground, may your heart be a good ground. In here you say amen. I say may your heart be the good ground in the name of Jesus. Is he who hears the word and does what? Understands it. Understands it. Understanding requires some level of meditation. Understanding requires time. So many people receive the word of God and they're just jumping. No, calm down. Meditate on the word of God. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You shall do what? Meditate upon it day and night. There is something understanding does. Understanding helps you so that you are not going to shake when tribulation, trials, persecution, anything comes. You are standing strong. That's what understanding does. Understanding gives you a clarity of the word so that regardless of the situation and circumstance, you believe the word of God even above the situation. Understanding. It says that the level of your understanding now will determine your harvest too. Because we understand at different levels. Have you been around school or been to school? Of course, most of us were in school. The understanding mathematics or comprehensive or whatever, they give you example 1, 2, and 3. Then the example 1 is 1 plus 1. Then you say 2. Then you see tens and units. 3 plus 7, 10. Wow, you're so excited. Then as you move forward, you just see 3 plus 7 minus 2. Ah, okay, you try. Say, good. Then you now see 3 plus 2 open brackets. As soon as bracket opens, forget it. You have entered another dimension. That's what happens when the word of God is given to people. The level of your understanding determines how you will manipulate things. So you see some people manipulating the mathematics and they just all of a sudden they've written it outside. Board maths, brackets first, da-da-da-da-da-da, and they get it outside. The other person gets there and like, brackets, they maths. Have you know, growing up, you always wonder, brackets, they maths. This is not when they're writing, they put brackets for just cover things. But in maths, there's brackets. So sometimes in situations of life, you just go, where is this bracket coming from? It calls for more meditation. It calls for a deeper level of understanding. And those who have that dimension of understanding, depending on the situation of life, depending on the things coming around them. And one of the things that can give you that depth of understanding is prayer. You stay in the place of prayer. You look into the perfect law of liberty again. You look again. You stay there. You begin to mutter those words until the word of God begins to ferment in your heart. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. There is a fermentation. Ordinarily, the cassava, when you just plug it and put it inside the water, it cannot give you your gari. It cannot give you your fufu. It needs fermentation. How many of us understand what I'm saying here? It has to ferment. Fermentation will cause it to bring out everything that it has. When the word of God ferments in your spirit, all the things that can come out from the word of God begins to come. How does it happen? You give it some time. You look at it again. You stay there again. Hey, this is what God has said. You jump out of your space. You look at that word again. You hold on to that word. He sent forth his word. And his word, he led them. And the pain is there. And the devil is saying, no, it's a lie. You say, no, not when he has sent his word. If he has sent his word, I am here. He said, but can't you see this? Symptom. I refuse to look at the things that are sin. You begin to combat the devil with words. It's a battle of words. Always remember this. And that's why the devil came and he said to Jesus, battle of words. Man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus said, if you know you are the son of the living God, do this. And Jesus said, wow, seriously? He gave him. He came another one. He said, he now quoted. He said, is it not written in the Bible that he will give his angels charge over you? Jump down. And just express yourself as the son of God. And Jesus gave him scripture. He said, have you also not read that you should not tempt the Lord your God? Then he tried again. By the third time, Jesus saw that this time I need to use a word that is stronger to get this guy out of my space. And what is the word that he used? That he has the authority to cast him. So he said, devil, get out. And the Bible says he left for a while. Why? Because Jesus had won that battle at that moment using the word of God. So one of the things you need in your life is to know the word of God. Someone say, know the word of God. We are in a church and a dispensation. When I mean church, I'm talking about a church globally where a lot of things have gone wrong. And we are copying the Western people a whole lot. That's why we are where we are. As soon as they started 45-minute service, as soon as they started 1-hour service, there are certain servicing you need in your life. It can never be done in a 2-hour service. You will need a solid staying in worship and just pouring out your heart before God. See, the worship, when we did the men's worship here, we stayed. There's no, I'm not sure we have any service that we're going to stay, how long we're staying and just worshiping here. We don't have that kind of time. Everybody would have just, we'll time it. You'll be seeing it, bang, 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 bang. 15 minutes, gone. Because we have chosen to follow the Westerners. And that's why from time to time, we create opportunity for us to have maybe supernatural, or we have programs like 20 Days of Glory back to back, or we have Oxano like that, because we just know that this instant word cannot deliver us. Instant noodles, instant word, instant passport, instant everything. Everything just wants to be instant. And there are certain things that can never be gotten like that. Jesus stayed for 40 days in the place of prayer. Are we here together? The apostles tarried in the upper room for how many days? 10 days. They were there. The Bible says the apostles came together after they had told them not to preach. They came to their company and they were praying through the night. And the whole place where they were staying began to shake. There are moments where we need to soak in the word and stay there. Stay there. You look at it. We explore it again. We look at it. We take time and we just look at the word. Then everybody begins to have something to share. Light begins to come. Revelation here. Revelation there. This is how people grow in true discipleship. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everything seems to have changed. You just want to preach the word of God for just, Pastor, can you just do 30 minutes? You know, the attention span of people is low. Excuse. Satan doesn't know attention span is low. The arrow he's throwing has not changed. His methods have not changed. The same method he used for those that stayed in the word for 20 hours is what he will use for you that stayed in the word for 2 minutes. To finish you. You have to create time yourself. Are we getting what I'm saying here? You have to create time. You don't just, when you, the Bible says the Berean Christians, after they were taught the word of God, they went back to their homes and they started searching the scriptures. They were checking the things that Paul said and they said, yes, this thing he said is correct. Oh, look at this. They were comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Many times we write notes in the Bible. We never go back to those notes. Some of us, you know, that the last time you opened your notes was last Tuesday. And you may never open that note again except in church service. And can I tell you the truth? Let me share this with you. If God wants to speak to you and remind you of some of the things that's supposed to have happened in your life that has not happened, he will take you back to your notes. Do you know that when you are writing under the inspiration of the word of God, as I teach in church, you are writing under a frequency. When you leave here and go back, you will need to worship or pray or build yourself into that same frequency to know what you said there. You will see the same word you wrote under the unction of the anointing that was solid. When you see it at home, it looks flat. Then when you pray, it looks high again. We see it in perspectives. I have brought you to the mountaintop in the place of the word. You get back and it's like a valley experience. If you want to see the same thing, you will climb the mountain. And how do we ascend? We worship, we pray, we spend time. And that's why some people write something in church. It was powerful in church. When they go to him, it became so watered down. They're like, ah, there's no revelation here. And God says, look again. Look again. Once have I spoken, twice you need to hear. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I'm saying this as I'm sharing these things with you. I want you to know the other, apart from all these things I'm sharing, what you need to do, that part is very important if you play the part. So we said the word of God heals and delivers. So if somebody is sick or troubled, you receive the word of God, then you begin to speak the word of God over your health. And one of the things, there's what we call spiritual activation. Now, some people speak the word of God mechanically. That means, I heard pastors say, I cannot be small. So, sometimes, I cannot be small. I cannot be small. Do you know the meaning of I cannot be small? If you want to expound, I cannot be small. There's a level at which you will be worshiping or you are praying. Then, like somebody that smoked heroin or marijuana, you'll be high. Do you know that the word of God gets people high? Intoxicated? I have had to watch myself sometimes in maybe one of those Holy Ghost meetings and all that. And I'm saying, why? Why am I like this? I like to be calm. Why am I? Why? Why was I jumping? What's wrong? That was too fast. If you had fallen, I'd be telling myself, hey, look at how you just jumped. Cut him off, It's what we have. Sometimes you just... That's why sometimes you want to keep the service calm. You want to keep the service calm. Because if I take spiritual cloud now, if I take one sip, you won't see me here again. I'm gone. Forget. You, by that time, you just thought something has entered here. Something has entered here. Why? Because the word of God can be intoxicating. The word of God, when you take the word, when you stay with the word of God, you hold on to the word of God. It's like you are sniffing something. It gets to a part of your being. You lose consciousness and you begin to interact with the Spirit. You begin to see the deep things of God. You begin to see the powerful things of God. It is called activation. And it comes in the place of worship, or you begin to pray. Then all of a sudden the word of God drops. Then you begin to declare it. The word you declare under activation is more potent than what you declare on flat grounds. And as someone say, I've been saying the word, I've been speaking the word, I've been speaking the word. Yes, I understand. It will work. It might take some time. But if you need it to work at the speed of light, activate. Activate. Are you getting what I'm saying? Activate. Let it ferment. Stay there with it. Look at it again. Look at it again. Look at it again. God, can you? Did you ever? Am I seeing this thing real? For real? For real that I'm not supposed to be broke? For real that I'm not supposed to go down? Now to him that is able to keep you from falling. If you catch the revelation of that word, you will never join the band of people who say, it's not easy for me, I'm just rising and falling. No! He's able to keep me from falling. You catch it, you are made. Are you getting what I'm saying? When it dawns on you like light, you take it as a weapon, as a sword, and you slash every devil and say, I know the word of God. I cannot fall. He said, no, listen to me. You will fall. You cannot. Who are you? Are there times in your life where you get so angry? Maybe you had a dream, and in that dream, you beat the devil. You beat the demon. You beat, you know, I don't know if you had this kind of dream where somebody's trying to fight you in the dream, and you beat the person. You wake up with a kind of excitement. Your song will be different when you wake up. Your tongues will be different. Leko seke tenemene. They say, what's wrong? They say, kakapai da varatane. Zuka. They say, what's wrong? Naku seke tele. Those are the times when you leave the bedroom and you enter the sitting room. You need some space. Masata pata pata. Elepotana manakapaya. Raka. All of a sudden, it's as if you born you well. Come physically and crush you again. It's a dimension. These are things that we witness practically. The same way it happens, sometimes you have a dream, and maybe you realize that in that dream, it's as if somebody beats your head when you wake up. No, don't wake up like that. When you wake up, you look at the devil and say, did you try that? I'm going back to sleep and I'll meet you there. Let's get back. We need to conclude this thing. We have not finished it. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? We're not done yet. You get angry in your spirit. You don't wake up with that kind of dream and you start crying. Say, hey, I'm scared. Hello, hello. Please join me in prayer. Join me. Stop that. Start the prayer. Somebody who sees you praying like a mad person will join you. Have you not seen that kind of prayer? Where somebody sees you praying and they could not pass. They wanted to pass, but they just let go. Then they will stay quiet in one corner watching you. They are waiting. They already joined. You created the atmosphere. Am I communicating, church? Number three, the word of God strengthens and revives the soul. The Bible says in Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Are there times where you feel downcast, you feel discouraged, you feel like all hope is lost, then you get into the word of God, or you just listen to a sermon, or you just go online on Spotify somewhere and you download one of these messages and you're just listening to it, all of a sudden there is a revival in your soul. Am I making sense here? There is a revival in your soul. The Bible says Jacob had been in the house and they told him about Joseph, that Joseph was alive. He was sick. All of a sudden, the Bible says his spirit within him was revived. That's why you come to the church sometimes and you hear people say things like, when I came to church, I came with headache, I came with symptoms. But after the message, I just discovered that I was healed. It was the word of God reviving your soul. The word of God touching you. Do you know how many people have come to this church? They came depressed. If you come to this church depressed, it's hard to go depressed. How? The spirit of depression, when he sees me, knows. Now we don't agree. We don't agree. No, I don't like it. Anything that has to dampen your spirit and make any person feel down. And no, I don't understand. Where are you coming from? Pack your load and go. You don't belong here. You don't belong here. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So the word of God, when it comes like that and you hold on to the word of God, one of the things that it does is that it brings a revival. All of a sudden, something that looks like it is dead within you. All of a sudden, you were thinking that you were feeling discouraged. You thought that all hope is lost. You thought that you were not going to get a job again. You thought that the business will not work. Or Satan said something to you, or you know, he whispered something to you, and you've been thinking all through the day. Then you sit under the unction of the word. But by the time you were coming, you came like someone that was timid. But when you were leaving, the righteous is as bold as a lion. You are going to say, you devil, if you show up now, I'll finish you. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Why? Because that's what the word of God does. That's why it says faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. So you're feeling discouraged, then the word of God comes. Then what does the word of God do? It will strengthen your faith. Give you what it takes to believe again. The Bible says the things that are taught, that happened aforetime in scriptures, they were given for our learning, so that we through the hope and the consolation of scriptures may bounce back and say, no, if it happened to them and they succeeded, I will succeed. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying now? If this person could recover in the Bible, if Job could recover, I can recover. No matter the kind of loss, I can recover. I have not lost as much as Job. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So any devil that comes around and says, you have lost so much. Can't you see from January to December, you have not achieved anything? Blah, 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 blah. Devil, shut up. It is hearing of the word of God, dwelling on the word of God, that brings this. And that's the reason why, don't allow. See, one of the things that helped people, let's say, 35 years, both, one of the things that helped them is the tape culture. The tape culture. I have a particular hard drive where I have almost every, I don't know, as much as I can, the message of Kenneth E. Hagin. Plenty. Messages on faith. So many. Sometimes you just wake up and that's what you want to play. Those times it was MP3. There's this small MP3 stuff. People started with cassettes. I had cassettes. We used to change our cassettes then. We play it. I go to, then it was Lateran Assembly in Ogba. They used to sell cassettes. They sell cassettes there. I'll go there and I pick cassettes to listen to. Now, apart from cassettes, we now move from cassettes. They now gave us, what did they call it now? The MP3 stuff now came out. So with that MP3, you are able to have the message on MP3, MP4 formats. Then you put it in that small device. Then it has a loop, like replay. It can just play from one message, enter the next message. And the way you set it on your phone now. But that wasn't a phone. That was an MP3 device. Small. It came with big one first. Then they try making it small. Then use memory card and all those kind of things. So those things, when you get the word of God inside like that, you just stay soaked like that. You stay fresh. Through the day, it will be difficult for the devil to enter, penetrate. But today, people stay on Instagram. They stay on Facebook. And most of the things they see on Facebook and Instagram, they are comparing themselves with themselves. Competing with somebody that does not know them. The Bible says they comparing themselves with themselves became fools. Somebody stood beside a car that does not belong to the person and snap picture. You are dying already. Somebody stands beside somebody's friend and say, hey, my B, my boo. There's no B anywhere. You're killing yourself. But people stayed on the word of God. People dwell on the word of God. Those are messages. You play the message sometimes, in the night. You just leave it. You will leave it there. That's what happens when you leave the message there. The spirit of the man speaking will be showing up night. Do you know that when we sleep at night, spirits are walking? If you finish listening to all those jago secular songs, their spirit will visit you at night. Oh, killer shame, body me, you will see. When they bring clicking and start flogging you the dream, you're wondering why they're flogging you. I'm telling you the truth. You know, there are some things we preach and we say it. Some people say that, but don't you know that words are spirits? Don't you know that? Listen, let's try it. Those songs, have you been? Some of us, some people will get to know that there's radio, not the radio, normal radio that comes with the Walkman. When you play that radio at night, there are some stations where they used to play some special love songs. If you have a heartbreak, there's one guy that usually consoles you at night. Those days, everything was possible. Not now. Somebody is there. You just be hearing, no, brother, don't give up. She's not leaving you for life. She's coming again. I say, hey! In the dream, you will now be seeing the person will now come. Both of you will now be very happy. Then you wake up in the morning. Oh, my Lord. What am I trying to say? The spirit behind that thing will play itself again. Of course, it is in scripture. Paul, what's his name now? Is it Songs of Solomon? He said, dreams come as a result of the multitude of activities. Some of them are from multitude of activities in the day. It will show up. On Sunday, I'm going to be talking about 8 things that purity does. And one of it does how it affects your dreams and visions. I'll tell you. So that's why you need to stay on the word of God. You need to stay with songs that are edifying. Somebody say edifying. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor. As a disciple of Jesus, you have no business with worldly songs, vulgar language, unwholesome talk. You have no business with worldly songs as an ambassador of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you don't have to believe me, but I told you the truth. Very good. Some people are very, very sentimental. They will say things like, Pastor, you know, they are exercising their gifts. Now we have to celebrate people and their gifts. Stop that. We are not talking about, if somebody has a gift of making a bomb and it bombs the whole city, do you celebrate the person? Say, oh, he has bombed our city, our village has been bombed. Celebrating for him to be able to make a bomb? Kai, such a good man. That's what those songs do. They blow and rupture your emotions and turn you upside down and invite demon spirits. Demon spirits, because they are words. And some of them have taken those songs to the place they know they do the spreading for them. And they say, we have come with another one. Help us, let it spread. And what is spreading is not song. It is spirits that is spreading. Listen, whenever songs are, we are here now. If I stand up and I start singing some songs, people start crying. We start singing some songs, people start rejoicing. Songs can determine the tune of your emotions because of the spirits they come with. That's why songs are powerful. When Saul, the king, started misbehaving and an evil spirit came upon him, they needed David to come with his harp, play consistently. Why should David come and play? The kind of music that David plays drives away spirits. So as David is playing, they'll be hearing, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though the enemy comes like a flood. You know, and David is playing. Glory to God. So as David is playing like that, every spirit around that other spirit will just disappear. Then one day, the spirit decided we must fight. Then the spirit, as David was playing, and you know, as manifestation, Saul manifested and picked a javelin and shot the direction of David. That's what the devil does when your worship is your weapon. If worship is a weapon, you are fighting somebody he's fighting too. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So when you raise your worship, you are throwing arrows. You are throwing all manner to the devil. And the devil will try to throw his own. But don't forget what the word of God says. The word of God says that he has surrounded us with shield, fire of God all around us. So no matter what the devil throws, one of the places where the devil can never get you is in the place of worship. Because he inhabits the praise of his people. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because when you sing, the spirit behind the song comes out. Shows up. Spirits always tabernacle in music, sounds. I want you to know it. By adventure, that's what I achieved today. Get it right. So when you get back home, go and delete some things immediately. You delete it and say no more. Because that's what brings about depression. Do you know that you listen to those things and some of them, you start becoming suicidal? Yeah. Suicidal, all of a sudden. You wonder where did this come from? There was a spirit of despair attached to that song. I want to beg you in the name of Jesus, every person that listens to me, listen, whenever a song comes out, don't sing until you do what we call lyrical analysis. Analyze the lyrics completely. Then whatsoever things are true whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any praise, if there be any good report, you can agree with it. You will realize that 80% of the songs, they are not true. They are not pure. They are hidden things, locked up, because they know that people are moved by beats, not lyrics. People are moved by beats, not lyrics. And demons don't know whether it's beats that is moving you. It is whatever the lyrics is that they respond to. And that's why when we come to church and we are singing certain songs, that the beat sounds to somebody like it is worldly, but the lyrics is godly, somebody is still arguing it because they are used to beats as demonic. They don't know that what powers a song is not the beat, it's the lyrics. That's what powers a song. So you listen to the lines. Are we here together? See how this pastor, what's in Agokon, they listen to like this. There are many of them that you can listen to. There are too many. See, you don't know many singers in the world. If peradventure is only Nigerians, you know, there are still many more. We are blessed with a lot in this country, but there are still many more. There are many songs that never blew, that can blow your spirit up. Look for them. There are many of them. When I started listening to some of the songs of some artists that blew, I realized that some songs did not blow because of the beats. The beat was not danceable. The beat did not create noise. But the lyrics was fire. And because of that, nobody heard it. But somebody needs to go and search for it. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing. It's the honor of kings to search it out. If all the songs you listen to are hit songs, you have not gotten there. You need to go and listen to some of those songs people sang in situations where they were reflecting on some things. It might not blow publicly, but it will blow fire into your spirit. I tell you the truth. Number four, the word of God brings victory in spiritual warfare. We already entered that dimension. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17, the Bible says, take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Somebody say the sword of the spirit. Say it now, the sword of the spirit is the word of God. It says, take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Take the sword of the spirit. How would you go for battle without taking the sword of the spirit? How did you appear for battle without the sword of the spirit? And the sword of the spirit is the word of God. So when the devil is saying something, what are you saying? It's like just heard a voice that said, I will not make it. What did you say when you heard the voice? I heard a voice just telling me, kill yourself. What did you say? You know that voice like that? Nobody loves you. Everybody hates you. And you kept quiet. And you know that when you stay with that voice for a while, it will become an obsession. If you meditate on something for a while, it becomes an obsession. If you allow Satan to park one car in the garage of your mind, he will bring 20 cars because he has enough. The car of despair, the car of hopelessness, the car of pain, the car of frustration, the car of death. Everything will just park on the garage of your mind. And that's why you see some people at a particular point say, I can't take it anymore. I don't know what's up. I just couldn't take it anymore. I just ended it. Some will start typing online and start putting on their status. Life is this, that, blah, blah, blah. On their Facebook. Before you know, if nobody attends to them, they are gone. Because there are demon spirits everywhere. But the Bible says, take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. I love that. What do people do? Have you seen battles where people fight with sword? Not guns now, with sword. Do you know what they do with sword? You know what they do? You've seen it before. It's slash. That's how you see the devil. And the devil is coming. And he just comes with an arrow. And the arrow is coming towards your direction. And the arrow is saying, the patterns of your family, never to marry. What do you do? Slash it. Say you will die early. What do you do? Slash it. Don't let it come close. Don't be dismissed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because you have the word of God. That word of God, that sword you're holding is the word of God. When you say the word of God, it does not just go anyhow. It goes like a sword to slash something. So hold on to the word of God. It brings supernatural shifts. People are defeated. They don't know the word of God. I would have done something today. I would have picked 10 people in church randomly and tell everybody to come up on the altar and let's start quoting scriptures one by one. I I will pick you. If you look at me too much now, I will pick you. See, everybody is bowing to Jesus. But that was how we learned the word of God. That's how I said that when we go to church those days, we are not in a hurry because we'll be doing rehearsal. A will talk, B will talk, C will talk, down to like the 30th person. Then they start dropping one until you have like five deadly people. You know, some people are naturally gifted with cramming. I hope you are aware. There are people like that. There are people like that. If you give them a 3 pages now, tomorrow morning, forget it. But there are some people 3 pages now, 3 weeks later, they are still looking. Have you read for exam before? The precipitate of the bottle of the bottle, the color of the precipitate, all those chemistry students, you will be looking for precipitates and everything. If you are stumbling with the word of God like that, you are like somebody who is in the forefront and you carry your sword and you are like, is it fire? Bring it out. Brandish your sword. Wave it. Let the devil know that you are coming with something. And I want to challenge us today, many of us, if you don't know up to 30 scriptures, don't let this year end. As the number of your age, you must know minimum of scriptures that are about times 2 of your age. I'm telling you. I know what I'm saying. That what I'm saying now is not a doctrine, but at least, why wouldn't you know scriptures? Look at Jesus in the New Testament. When he's talking, he will quote scripture from the old. Is that not? The apostles, when they are talking, they will quote from the old. Is that not? Paul was speaking and he was quoting from the old. They were scholars of the word of God. They were scholars of the word of God. We need to go back to the scholarship in scripture. Scholarship in scripture. Spiritual battles will be won effortlessly. Am I communicating here? So make up your mind that in this season of your life, you want to try out something with the word of God. Let me just do a few minutes and we'll close now. Number 5, the word of God gives faith. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. This is so important because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Do you understand that now? You know, does anybody know what that means? I want somebody to try. What does it mean? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can somebody try? Okay, that's quite far. If the mic can get there, I won't mind. Without faith, it is impossible. I'm trying to teach for today so that you can get a deep stuff. You want to memorize scriptures? Just do it fast and say 5 scriptures on faith, 5 scriptures on righteousness, 5 scriptures on healing, 5 scriptures on salvation. If you don't know about your salvation, Satan will mesmerize you, condemn you, beat you. If you don't have scriptures on faith, for prosperity, how do you want to be prosperous when you don't know what the Bible says about it? Say, I don't make money. It's not that kind of money. Listen, there's what we call durable riches. Durable riches. Who's helping me? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. What does that mean?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, everyone. So, according to my knowledge of that, I would say that faith is the foundation of how we... is the base of our foundation. So, without faith, we cannot even get anything from God. So, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. So, when we don't have faith, we are not expected to move the hand of God. We cannot get anything from God because that is what God wants to see. At salvation, we are made to... Bible says that with the heart, one believes. And that is where faith comes in. If the heart doesn't believe, you cannot be saved. So, without faith, you cannot get anything from God.
Okay. From the dimension of salvation, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That means your good works will not... appease God. Every nice thing you try to do, even if you are not born again in Christ and you are living right, it is not right in the sight of God. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. That's when we say it's filthy rag. I get what I'm saying now. But when faith is built in your heart and you confess Jesus, what it means is that it is not your confession that gave you the license that made God hear you. It was faith. And faith means I believe what God says, therefore I speak. And God is saying, just by believing me, you are okay. By faith, the Bible says concerning Abraham that Abraham was justified by faith in the Old Testament. How? He judged God faithful. God said something and Abraham said, God is correct. No matter what, despite the contradiction, God is perfect, I am wrong. God is okay, I am anything. But God, nothing can fail when it is God. And God said, Kai, Abraham, you believe that? He said, yes, I believe it. And Bible said he was justified by faith. So you can't please God doing anything without what? Faith. So as a Christian, you need to turn on the measure of faith that is inside of you. At salvation, you receive the measure of faith. When situations and circumstances arise, don't just keep quiet. They turn it on. I believe, therefore I speak. I believe. Why are you speaking? He said, because I believe. I'm not speaking mechanically. I believe. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Others are saying it and they don't know what they are saying. But you say, I know what I am saying. I am saying it because the word of God says, and I have faith in the word of God. So every time we talk about faith, we're talking about belief that you have in God's word. And you have to believe the word of God. You have to know the word of God. You have to build a word-based life, because it will take the word of God to keep you away from sin. Many people are still struggling with purity. They are still struggling with sin. They are still struggling with all manner of things. It is because they lack the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Whenever I remember the word of God, I'm able to say no. Whenever I remember the word of God, I'm able to say I'm not going there. Because as soon as the devil is trying to push you into something, a word, the word of God pops up in your heart. And it is that word that I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. I would have sinned except that the word of God is in my heart. I would have done it, but I remember the word of God. I would have gone that way of revenge, but I remember what God's word says. I would have, you know, gone that way of hatred, but I remember what the word of God says. I would have committed that sin, but when I remember the word of God, that he has called us to purity and holiness, I stand my ground. So that's what the word of God does for you. That's how the word of God helps you. So if you don't know the word of God, to fall will be very easy. If you don't know the word of God, to fail will be very easy. If you don't know the word of God, to be frustrated will be very easy. But when you know the word of God and the devil throws arrows of frustration and despair and he says, look at you, you are useless. You say, me, useless. No, 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 no. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel. I cannot be useless. Are you getting what I'm saying now? The devil says, no, you cannot make it. You say, me, I already made it. My making is not in what I do. My making is who I am in Christ Jesus. For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? The devil is looking at you and he's saying, what affected others in your family will affect you and you will soon die the same way. Can't you see your family line? And you point back to the devil and you say, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my word, faith. I don't know what they have believed, but my own faith. I don't know what any other person agreed to, but my own faith. Can't you see? The devil will always show you. Look at everywhere. Can't you see? The way you went for that interview, what you said, all the people that said it failed. All the people. I am not all the people. One with God is majority. I am not all those people. No, I am the one that God is talking about here. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? If you don't know all these things, the devil will be slapping you left and right, front and back, middle and center, and all of a sudden just like, you know, I don't even know this church. There's nothing wrong with church. There's nothing wrong with God. There's nothing wrong with his people. There's so many things wrong with believers of today. They are not willing to do diligent study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be what? Ashamed. Just imagine you come for a midweek service now. This kind of midweek service. And somebody is expecting and saying, pastor should just be prophesying only. No. The biggest deliverance that happened in church, they happen with as the deliverance of the word of God. As I am speaking, light is coming to somebody's heart. As I am speaking, somebody is saying, I will never be the same again. Do you know the testimonies and feedbacks I get from time to time that tells me, continue saying what you're saying? In the teaching session, you see, when we start worshiping and praying, there could be physical manifestations of devils and demons, you know, jump out, a spirit of anger, a spirit of fear. You know, sometimes somebody falls under the unction, it's just an anger, it's an anger issue that the Holy Spirit is dealing with. It's not necessary that the person is a demon. No, human beings are not demons, but human beings can be influenced by demons. They can carry demons. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? But when I'm teaching the word of God like this, I am helping to fight a more serious demon. You know what they call that demon? They are called strongholds. Demonic strongholds. That devil that is telling the person in his head that anything the pastor is saying, don't mind him. If you go back, fornication is okay. It's a demonic stronghold. That devil that is telling the person in his head that pastor has said whatever he has to say, you go to work and see what will happen to you tomorrow, is a demonic stronghold. Everything that the word of God says, that spirit that is against it, is a, that's why people come to church and they sit down and they are fighting in their mind. As you are talking, somebody is fighting about the lyrics, whether to delete the song or not now. It's a demonic stronghold. Well, I downloaded it from Spotify now. I downloaded it from my data. I'm not talking about your data. I'm talking about your destiny. It's a stronghold. Somebody seated here right now and is contemplating, hey, the church should come on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that pastor preached on Sunday that we should not be going weekend now. Where will I now go? It's a demonic stronghold. Or alone, no, Lamafi flush, Bubwe. We use the word of God. The Bible says, casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing them into what? Subjection. That means putting them in the cage, hold them captive. That wild, beastly nature, catch it and put in the cage and say, I lock you. I'm not a beast. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because the devil wants the beastly person, the beastly being to always manifest. The being that lacks control to always manifest. The being that acts in rage and anger to manifest. The being that is always moving from mood swing to mood swing. That is until some people, they are already calling you mood. Every minute you are swinging left and right. There's what we call the spirit of despair. Hopelessness. But when you stand with the word of God and you tell that spirit, I cannot be hopeless. No matter what happens, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You cast down that thought. As I'm talking now, I am fighting. You know how many battles we're fighting? Fighting battles that are locked up in the mind of people as they're living here. Somebody has heard the word of God and the devil is saying, I heard what the pastor said. Does it change the fact that your mother is sick and the same pattern is about to happen? Can't you see that what they said is doing now is what is doing you? You say, no, not me. It cannot be me. Why? You now look for the scripture that is attached to that and show the devil that you are the beginning of a new order. I will preach this thing until every single person in this church will know that your biological ancestry can never define you. Can never define you. Can never define you. It can never define you. I have a mandate. I have a mantle for it. I have had an encounter personally with the devil about that stronghold. So I know that he's a very stupid idiot that paints pictures. And he has a way of painting it so clear. And there will always be a historic track record. But somebody will say negative history ends with me. The devil will know that he has gotten it. Have you argued with somebody to the point where as you are arguing, you say, leave her, this one knows the hear word. This one knows the hear anything. You just waste your time. That's how the devil is always talking to me. Leave her, I believe that guy. I think we won't preach, go see preach. Leave her. That's how he should be telling you. Anytime he comes and says, you just tell demon anger, they trouble yourself. This one know the quick verse. Make we go try people with the quick verse. People will get their boomu button. May you not be part of those that the devil can twist. Yeah. I don't know. Anytime she just says it, it will stir up something in me. Stir her. So they can stir your staring anyhow. Nobody controls my emotions. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. I have the ability to put myself under control. That's what I call self-control. If not, any small thing, somebody will stir your emotion. If not, then, you know, that's in family. Sometimes you have one younger sister, one younger brother that always like to turn somebody's head. Maybe you are the only one in your family, but those families where you have people, there's somebody up or somebody back or somebody middle that's always staying something. But you come to the point where you know that no, I'm here to shine light. I cannot be fighting with people that I should help see light. That's how you will grow with your siblings. Nothing like that. Time will come. Then they will start calling you. Hello, how are you doing now? I just called you. Hey, there's something I want to gist with you. I know you are younger, but anyway, say, yeah, no problem. It's okay. They will talk to you. Then you will talk as a wise master builder with crafted intelligence. Why? Because you make up your mind that you will not allow the devil to mess your relationship with your siblings up. Whereas some people, the reason they want to marry is because of fighting in the house. So why do you want to marry? Ah, no. Let me just speak to this my elder sister. This is my brother. No. That's why you want to marry. To leave the house for somebody. What if the person you marry is times two of that person? But when you know the word of God, you're able to stand your ground. You're able to say, no. These things are not going to stop me. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Have you been blessed today? Are you sure you're blessed today? I want you to hold these things that I've shared with you. Go with the word of God. Meditate. Write it down. Say, what do I do with the word of God? What do I do with the word of God? Number one, write it down. You meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. You study the word of God. You read the word of God. Look at 21st century. That's where we are in. You're going to work in the morning. You're going to class in the morning. You're going to your business place in the morning. Your phone is right there. You have an airport on one side. Leave the other side open so that you can hear when the car is honking. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you put airport on one other side like that, and you just play it. Ephesians chapter 6. Play. It will be playing like that. By the time you have played 10 chapters. After you play that 10 chapters, in the business of the day, you can rewind and play it again. You will rewind and play it again. You go and play. By the time you play it 6 times consecutively during the day, something is fired up in your spirit. You can't be playing that thing and a client or a customer or somebody misbehaves. You will not misbehave back. There will be a restraint because the Spirit of God will guard your emotions. Am I talking sense here now? These are very easy methods. Dwelling and meditating on the word of God. So you read the Bible, you study the Bible. Study is different from reading. Reading is the one I just talked now. Maybe audio reading or physical. Ask questions. You want to know more things about a particular scripture. That's what you must be doing. That's where the shift will start. I want to beg you, don't join lazy. When battle come, lazy people will give up. When there's serious and we're in the end time, there will be multiple battles. So I don't want to deceive you. I don't want to deceive you. Somebody's just saying that. Yeah, it's quoting everything for you. Quoting it on your head. Shouting the scripture. You have not taken it. Anytime you hear me quote a scripture here, that's how I got to learn many scriptures. When I listen, I take the scripture that the person has said and I go back to look for it again. There are sometimes somebody's bringing it. I say, this is in the Bible. I never knew it's in the Bible. And I pick it. I look and say, wow, this is serious. I shall multiply them. Kai. When I heard it, I say, Kai. Hey, it's too late for me to be small. Satan, you have failed permanently. I know my heritage in Christ Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you do how many things to the word of God? Number one, you do what? You read it. Number two, you do what? You study it. Number three, you do what? You meditate on it. Number four, you do what? You memorize it. Number five, you speak it. Speak the word. Any scripture you put in your head that you don't speak, it doesn't work. That's why if you carry your Bible under and use as pillow, Satan can still beat you in the dream. You get one dream, why they get like that? I won't use my Bible to pillow. No. Satan can still come to the dream and take a similar Bible and hit your head. He doesn't respect the logos just in its paper form. He respects the spirit behind it. And one of the ways to activate the written word is to speak. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Speak. If we sit here now, you cannot provoke anybody. There's nothing you do. But if you talk, you will provoke some people. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You will stir something up. So that's why you must use your words. Use the word of God. Speak the word of God to Satan. Speak the word of God to situation. Speak the word of God to your challenge. Why? Because you will provoke something. You will provoke. See, there's a serpent that is hiding around. It is comfortable in your body. There's a serpent that is comfortable in the eyes of some people, helping them to consistently enjoy pornography. There's a serpent that is consistently at work in the hand of some people. It scrolls everywhere, scrollable. There's a serpent that is working in the hand of people. They can't stay with the opposite sex without manipulating. Their hands are serpentine. I'm telling you the truth. There are serpents that work consistently in the body of people, steering them to move in very strange manner. Do you know that some people are not even aware, unconsciously, because of the kind of songs that they play and the kind of movies that they watch, seductive spirits have attached themselves to them. When people see them, they are excited. I'm attracted to many people. No, you are attracted to vipers. If quality people are not attracted to you, only voracious people, there's some problem. Quality human being, sound looking, good mind, spirit filled, never comes your way. The only people that come your way, they are the ones that have hidden motive to steal, to kill, and to destroy. By the time you start speaking the word of God, guess what the word of God does? It says, sanctify them by thy word, for thy word is true. A point will come, just realize that that anger has left you. We'll be in a service like, I've still time preaching like this, and somebody says, Pastor, something left me. I know sometimes what left that person. Sometimes it is the spirit of seduction. It might be the anger, spirit of bitterness, revenge, rage, all manner of malice and unforgiveness. Those are spirits hanging around. But when the word of God comes forth, the ability to secure deliverance will come. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why we have had times where we are praying for people and the demon begins to manifest and the demon begins to close the ear of the person. Open the ear. He said, no. Why? I don't want to hear the words. Why? Is my word not like fire? Because when the word comes, it will do something. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you consistently stay on the word of God, this scripture, you stay on it consistently, there's a kind of life. The Bible says you will put on Christ. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay. How did you come about the fact that you have, I say, myself, I don't know. I read this scripture to the point where a level and a dimension of anger disappeared from my life. I said, Kai, my family, you know, your family was the wound. We will know you, they know you now. They know you, as if I know they well normally. But now you are okay like this. You. That sometimes they are saying it and you too, you are almost in tears. And what happened to me? May the word of God happen to you. Kai. May the word of God happen to you. May Jesus himself happen to you. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, God, open my eyes to behold wondrous things from your word. Let your word shift things in my life. Let your word change things in my life. Let your word break strongholds. Let your word destroy every demonic mindset. Every mindset that allows me tolerate evil, tolerate sin, tolerate dirty, demonic mindset and debates that will not allow me believe the holistic word of God. I declare today, let that mindset be defeated by the authority and the integrity of the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Lekos Siana Kapasata, the mindset that the devil projects that says you will not make it, you cannot succeed, you cannot marry the right person, you can't train your children well, you can't go far in life. I cast down that mindset. I scatter it by the word of God, by the integrity of the word of God. If you know anything you are supposed to address, address that anger, address that bitterness, address that rage, address that revengeful spirit, address that situation, address that spirit of seduction, address that spirit of impurity, address that smoking spirit and nicotine and demon that will not allow you leave tobacco. Every demon that has vowed that at social age your life will expire as they monitor it with addiction to drugs, can you tell that demon, get out of my space? Rotten nemeneko sakapai ebreneke teke 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 te rushka pai kapale ebeneko sakuta mani ande ruatena babaliande ruakala esuko tokoto eraka papaya. The fire of the word of God, the fire of the word of God, the fire of the word of God, the fire of the word of God. Is my word not like fire? Is my word not like fire? Serpents cannot survive the fire. And so I declare, every serpentine spirit masquerading itself, every demonic spirit masquerading itself, I command you right now, by the flames of heaven's fire, by the flames of heaven's fire, by the flames of heaven's fire, the serpentine spirits are attached to the eyes, attached to the hand, attached to the genitals, attached to the body, attached to the mind. Get out out now. Get out now. Get out now. In the name of Jesus, every fear, every depression, every doubt, every anxiety, every worry, you demonic spirit that is a demon of anxiety, worry, fear, I command you, get out now. Carry your comment, carry your cloak of heaviness, carry your cloak of suicidal thought, carry your cloak of fear. Get out now. Get out now. Get out now. Zobliene ko sakapaya. Ebrene gedegedegedegedege. Pray, child of God. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Pray. Don't stop praying. Araba senegedelebo shona gagagagagagaga. Eleko shomene gedelebo shandelebai. Sanctify them by thy word, for thy word is true. For thy word is true. Address that thought that you're always having and tell that thought, you can't stay in this mind again. The thought that you will not get one thing or the other, the thought that you will not become, the thought that you cannot excel, the thought that is flying around your mind is a demonic thought. Tell that thought, not me, not me, not me. Zebeniate nite, zebeniata nata, zuarante ratena, vavriande ruatelo, eshaka papaibe paibe, zakatala. I am sanctified by the word of God. 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 We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Can you pray? I want you to pray a little bit. In another 2 minutes, can you pray? Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impact. Ancestral spirits that know the thought pattern of a family line, that knows how they think, and you are beginning to think in a negative line, like your sibling, like your mother, like your grandmother. You devil, get out of that mind. Get out of that mind. She's different. He's different. These ones are different. They are born in Zion. They are born in Zion. Sing ancient words. Changing me, healing mana, mana, mana. We have come with open hand. Pray, pray it out. Pray that anger out. Pray that bitterness out. Pray that spirit that tells you to revenge, fight back, attack. That spirit that brings bitterness in your heart. All of a sudden, you are bitter. All of a sudden, you are angry. All of a sudden, there's a battle in your heart. Go now. Go now. Go now. Yes, they're going now. Every spirit of inferiority, low self-esteem, low self-esteem. Look at you. There you are hiding. Now, hear my voice. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the deliverance is happening here. The Holy Ghost is shifting things. The Holy Ghost is shifting things. No more despair. No more hopelessness. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more worries. No way. Sing ancient words. I am the every battle you are having in your mind, battle in your mind, whether to let go or not, whether to stand firm or not, conquer that battle now. Ancient words, long preserved for our
in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words sing. Ancient words. Inferiority complex, low self-esteem, get out. I see fire coming now. The fire of the one, the fire of the one. Take the fire, 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 take the fire. Sulay Kepenete. Every voice that is saying settle for it is normally your family. Settle for it. I refuse to settle. I cannot settle with that. I will never show me data rose. I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am born of the Spirit. Relationship with your ex, before you left, he said something to you, negative words, and you left that relationship, but that word lives in you. Every time you remember it, it lowers your image, your self-esteem. You feel unworthy, totally unworthy. I see that person here, that a word was sent from someone that is higher than you. This looks like a family thing. I see like a family. And whether it was your mother that or your father that said that word, and any time you're about to rise and you remember that word, it lowers your energy. I am removing the imprint of that word right now. Anyone that looks like that, that I have spoken about, in a relationship, in a family relationship, or in a relationship with your ex, those words are hanging. Every time you add that word appears, you feel weak and down. I command right now, let that word fade in the name of Jesus. 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 Or your boss used a word, and now you have left that place, but that word is still there. You are showing up in other places, but they can see that you have related with an abusive boss. Let that word right now, whatever it is that was said, whatever it is that was said that is contrary to word of God, what the word of God says about you, I command right now, that word is blotted out in the name of Jesus. May you never believe a lie. May you never believe a lie. Everyone who has believed a lie that the devil has projected in your family for several years, it might be working for others, but you cannot believe it. You cannot believe it. You can't. You can't afford to believe it. Why? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And only Him in truth, or it's only in Him rather, that truth lies. And whatever He says about you, that's who you are. Whatever He has said, anything the word is the final. Don't forget the word of God is inerrant. The word of God is infallible. What it says about you, that's who you are. Every voice of accusation, every voice of fear, every voice of despair, every voice of hopelessness, every voice that always cuts your hope short. You hear the word of God in church. You are about to take action, but the voice will just come and dampen everything. You devil, hear my voice right now. I command you, lose your grip in the name of Jesus. Let every other name fade away.
Yes. Let every other name fade away until there's only you. Every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away.
It's fading away, daughter of Zion, son of the living God. It's fading away.
Let every other name fade away.
Let every other name
fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place.
May you begin to see yourself in the Word of God. May you begin to see yourself in the light of scriptures. May you begin to see the things that God's word says about you. Regardless of trying times, terrible situations, I declare, may the mirror of the word of God show you the bright future ahead of you. May the word of God show you that God has made a way for you. Nobody under the sound of my voice will be kept in the web of negative words. Whatever was said, the Bible says, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Every tongue that you have condemned today, I declare that those tongues are permanently condemned in the name of Jesus. You are rising in victory. From victory to victory. From glory to glory. From grace to grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, everlasting Father. Can you lift up your voice and give him thanks tonight and say, thank you, Jesus. 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 I am not what they said. I am what you see. I am not what he or she has said. I am what you have said. And I believe your word above every other thing. Thank you, everlasting Father. Listen to me. You are in church tonight. You say, Pastor Mavis, I've not accepted Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. You want to accept Jesus today into your heart? That's the starting point of everything. Can you raise your hand quietly, wherever you are, and say these words after me? Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. Lord, today I confess that you are my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer, and my Helper. Have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by the blood of Jesus. And I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again, saved, and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayer. Amen. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.